Thanks for joining us today, friends. Good to have you with us. I'm sure most of you will recognise certainly what this is, and this is a more modern one. We're down here in the sheep farm, lambing season, and this is an old shepherd's crook, an old shepherd's staff. Just trying to talk before I started the wee video of how old this might be. Very, very old. Been in the family now for about three or maybe even four generations. And here's a slightly more modern one, a shepherd's crook or a shepherd's staff. And we all know what these are for. Sheep find it very easy to get lost and out of the way. And sometimes if a sheep gets down into a ditch, the shepherd will reach down with the crook and get it around the neck or around the leg and rescue it and pull it up. And this is a slightly more modern one. You know where I'm going with this, I'm sure, if you know your Bible at all. Psalm 23, the great shepherd psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And then the fourth verse says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Something that David recognized as he was a shepherd himself, as he thought about the rod in one hand and the staff in the other, it brought great comfort to his heart whenever he thought about his God, his Savior in glory, that the Lord has a rod and the Lord has a staff. Because as the shepherd would lead the sheep in Palestine, Israel, the shepherd doesn't drive the sheep. He leads the sheep. He calls them by name. His sheep follow him. But in his hand, he's got a rod. Because as they make their way through the valley or through the wilderness or through the fields, sometimes there might be wild dogs or bears or wolves, wild animals or even robbers that want to harm the sheep and hurt the sheep. But the shepherd has a rod in his hand to fight off those predators. And maybe they come to a difficult place and there's thorns and there's thistles and there's briars. The shepherd uses his rod to make a way through, to make a clearing and to beat the thorns low and out of the way so that the sheep can pass through safely. And so David recognizes he had a rod in his hand to protect the sheep. The Lord has a rod in his hand to protect us and sometimes as well even to chasten us. But then on the other hand, there's the staff, there's the crook. The hymn writer said, when I would wander from the path astray, then he will draw me back into the way. And sometimes a little lamb, a little sheep can wander. And if the shepherd's sensitive, he counts his sheep, he knows them by name. And he maybe sees one stepping out of the way, getting itself into the wrong place, maybe in the pathway of danger. And he'll take his crook and he'll reach down and just draw it gently back into the way. Or maybe the sheep has fallen into a ditch and the shepherd uses his crook to bring that sheep back to a place of safety. And so David recognized that his rod and his staff, they comfort me. The Lord goes before, he counts his sheep, he knows his sheep by name. He prepares the way before us, he drives out our enemies before us. And whenever we wander and whenever we drift, the Lord only allows us to go so far and then he gently draws us back to himself. So Christian today, be encouraged. The Lord goes before. The Savior's in control. He knows you by name. He knows the way ahead. He just wants us to follow him. And sometimes in the valley of the shadow of death, in dark and difficult places, we can become afraid. But the Lord has a rod in one hand, a staff in the other. And he's in absolute control, and he will certainly look after you today. Thanks for joining us. Share it with your friends, and we'll see you again next time. God bless you, folks.